Good afternoon, friends. It's good to have you joining us today for another testimony in today's devotional. And this is the Reverend Julian Patterson, and he ministers in a place called Ballymagurney, the Free Presbyterian Church in Ballymagurney. The Lord's blessing his ministry. We're just here this morning for the harvest services, and the church is well filled, full up right to the front, and we're really excited about God's blessing on Julian's ministry. So just ask God's servant here to give a short word of testimony and let him tell you how the Lord saved them. So, Julian, it's over to you, brother, and thanks for agreeing to do this at short notice.
Thank you, Roger. Well, I want to just start off my testimony by really reading to you the verse that God used to speak to me whenever I first became a Christian, first came to know the Lord Jesus. It's a very well-known verse, and it's John chapter 14 and verse 6, where we simply read that Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by me. My background, really, in a sense, my parents, they didn't go to church, didn't have a Christian upbringing, although, however, I was sent faithfully along to a Protestant church in Newton Arts, sent there to Sunday school, and at the age of 10, I suppose, I stopped going to that Sunday school. And then, of course, as things happen when you're a young person, a young lad, growing up in a town like Newton Arts, when you get into secondary school, then you begin to, unfortunately, be tempted with the things of the world. And that happened to me. I went to the local grammar school in Newton Arts, and I'm sure maybe some of you will have heard of it. And if you're young and you're a rugby player, you'll maybe have played rugby against Regent House Grammar School. Well, that's the school that I went to. Of course, Newton Arts as well is a very famous town for the preacher that it produced. Not of myself, obviously, but of Willie Mullen. Mm-hmm. And a great book about him, Tramp for God. I know the Reverend Higginson has mentioned him in these videos, and certainly Pastor Mullen's influence has been borne out in my own life as well. He's been a great challenge to me. But in secondary school, it was really where I began to be tempted with the things of the world. Not go down that line, but just at the age of second year, really, I suppose, 12, 13, we began to really, I suppose, dabble in the things of the world. But in my secondary school, in my marking in class, there was a Christian, a bright Christian, a really good laugh, I must say that as well. He basically said to me something along the lines of, you know, when you do what you do, when you go behind the huts, when you do what you do on a Saturday night, alcohol and those kind of things, you're just doing it to fit in. And he didn't actually preach to me or witness to me, but he just said that to me. And that really made me think, you know, there's something different about that individual, that person. And I noticed that whilst he had a lot of fun and he was in the rugby team and quite a popular individual, he didn't swear. He didn't do the things that I was doing to try and fit in. He just was himself. So there was a marked difference about this individual. And eventually he asked me to go to a Christian week, really, that the Scripture Union did in Regent House. There were some Christian teachers there, very good Christian teachers, and they would have held SU, as most secondary schools do, and then they had a week at the end of the school year in June, where they would have went to the Lake District, a big sort of house, really, a bit like Castle Wellin, out in the middle of the Lake District, very picturesque scene, Bassenfell it's called, and they had a speaker along. And that was really the first time, I think, that I was confronted with the gospel. And the reason I read to you John chapter 14 and verse 6 is because throughout that week, I can't actually remember what the man was speaking about, but we did a memory verse, just like you would do in a children's meeting, and we were going through John chapter 14 every single night. So verse 1, in my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. And really, the opening of the week, it's really obviously speaking about heaven. And that's really the first time as a 13-year-old I began to think about heaven. And more importantly then, where would I be if I died? And if I died outside of Christ and wouldn't go to heaven, would go to hell, how do I get to heaven? And if you read John 14, the verses 1 to 6, quite a familiar passage of Scripture. In verse 5, old doubting Thomas, he says to Jesus, how can we know the way? And that's really by the end of the week, as we were learning that passage verse by verse, night by night, And it speaks about heaven, the mansions in heaven. Jesus said he would go and prepare a place, etc. Thomas then asked this question, how can we know the way? Mm. And that's really where I got to at the end of the week. How can I know the way? And in the very last night of that camp, of course, the answer was given in the memory verse. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life, and only by me. No man can come to the Father except through me. And the last night, as a young 13-year-old, I think probably heading down a wrong path in life, God stopped me, saved me, showed me that first of all I was a sinner, but also that the only way that I could go to heaven, be in heaven, was of course as if I trusted in Jesus Christ as my Saviour. And I thank the Lord that on that night in England, in Bassenfell, just in the Lake District, we did that. And after a while, obviously that friend became my best friend and still is to this day and still attends one of our churches in Cumber Free Presbyterian Church. And we remain best friends to this day. But he became a very close friend of mine, obviously, through school. And we were an encouragement to each other. Mm-hmm. And so I just really, I suppose in a sense, when I think of young people perhaps listening to this video, it just goes to show you that just saying something like you think you're cool or not buckling to peer pressure like Daniel, the influence that can have. I'm sure my friend never really thought that I would go on to be a minister or a preacher. He just told me, look, you think you're being cool. And yet God has used that and God has blessed that in a wonderful way. And so that's just a little bit about us. Obviously, the Lord saved us and then has led us on. I was a minister up in Londonderry for 3.25 years. And then just the week before COVID, the Lord brought us here to Ballymagurney, little country church just outside Loch Gall. And the Lord's been amongst us. And we had the Reverend Higginson for Harvest today. And so we just thank him for the opportunity to share very briefly how the Lord has saved us and what the Lord has done for us in our lives.
Amen. Thank you so much, brother. That was a blessing. And 13 years of age gave his heart and life to the Saviour. And I was 13 too when I came to an assurance of faith.
Okay.
And that was quite a bit before you turned 13, probably 10 or 15 years. I don't know. Getting old when I'm amongst these guys. You
not
know.
At all. Not at all.
But Julian, your harvest service is tonight, Monday night.
Yeah.
Can you just, because if I try to explain how to get the church, people will get all over the place. So could you just quickly.
No problem.
8 o'clock tonight?
8 o'clock tonight, Monday evening. There's the Reverend David Stewart, who's, I think, an in-law of the Reverend Higginson here. He's coming to preach, and then Joanna McCammon's coming to sing. The easiest way to describe how to get to Ballymagurney, it's really in the middle of nowhere. If you come off Junction 13 in the M1, and you set your sat-nav then for Google Maps, we're a couple of minutes in, just off Junction 13, the sign for Annockmore. And so if you take Junction 13, the M1, or if you're coming from Portadown direction, you head for Loch Gall, we're not too far away from that. So that's really the easiest way without wanting to tell you the highways and the byways. But if Google Maps will bring you straight here, and I can testify to that. So.
Okay, and then it's every Sunday it's 11 and 7, is that right?
11 and 6.
11 and 6. Yeah. 11 o'clock on a Sunday morning, 6 p.m. on a Sunday night. You'll get a really warm welcome if you live in the area, and especially if you have no church connection, you'll be very welcome here in Ballymagurney. But God bless your ministry, brother,
and thank you.
Thanks for agreeing to do this. Okay, folks, we'll see you soon. Bye-bye.